This is A Wonderful Life. This podcast is designed to shine a light on the obstacles, the misconceptions, and the distortions in reality that prevent you from having true freedom mentally, spiritually, emotionally, to improve the quality of your life. I'm your host, Opinionated. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Today is April 5th, 2019, and today's topics are fallacies, division, and cognitive dissonance. As usual, we like to throw a couple topics on the floor, and they might seem unrelated to you, but if you listen closely, you might be able to connect the dots. Okay, so dividing and conquering, division. Dividing and conquering is an age-old technique used to win battles. For example, if you have a rich few people coming together to decide they want to conquer or rule a large nation of poor people, how can they pull it off? You know, we got 100 of us and 1,000 of them. Well, a good strategy, an effective strategy, would be to divide the large group into a number of smaller groups and then turn those smaller groups against each other. So the few, the rich, will focus their efforts on turning the young against the old, men against the women, short against tall, the chicken owners against the pig farmers, etc. And with this in place, the few rich could team up with one group to subdue the other group, and then turn around and turn on the first group. You see how that works? Yeah, and as silly as it may sound, this technique has actually been working for centuries. So what does that have to do with us? Well, in modern times, consider that we are divided. We're a divided people. We're divided by skin color, income, education, religion, sexuality, gender, country of origin, belief systems like pro-life, should we fight certain wars, immigration, Democrats, Republicans, whatever. There's an endless list of categories that people are placed into to become separated and divided from their neighbors. Okay, well, the point here is that a divided nation is easier to conquer. This would lay out the perfect foundation for a few to conquer the many and to hold on to power. You might ask, if this is real, then why don't people unite and change things? Well, the answer is because this is an invisible problem. It's literally nearly impossible to see because of its evil companion, cognitive dissonance. Now, cognitive dissonance is defined as a mental discomfort experienced by a person who holds two or more contradictory beliefs, ideas, or value. This discomfort is triggered by a situation in which a person's beliefs clash with new evidence perceived by the person. So that's the official definition, but what it means is that people are so programmed to believe in their leaders and government that when any evidence is presented that conflicts with that, people get uncomfortable. And that's putting it mildly. In fact, we might need to create a new term for what modern society is suffering from and call it cognitive aggression. Because people get angry and they're ready to fight to defend their beliefs, no matter if they're misguided or flawed, and despite any evidence that you present to them. So, while divide and conquer is being implemented, cognitive dissonance presents the perfect cover to allow it to operate. You can't tell me that they are separating us and conquering us, because they wouldn't do that. Why would they do that? They're our leaders. I get it. I feel you. This is a real common occurrence, and you know, maybe everybody suffers from it or is a victim of it in one form or another. You know, sometimes it's in mild doses, and sometimes it's, you know, sledgehammers to the forehead. But the point is that this is called the double whammy. And this is what makes communication with people nearly impossible. If the story ended here, this would be bad enough, right? But it doesn't, because there's a third element that comes into play that further cements this problem in place. And this is called argument fallacies. A fallacy is defined as the use of an invalid or otherwise faulty reasoning or wrong moves in the construction of an argument. A fallacious argument may be deceptive by appearing to be better than it really is. Now that sounds complicated, right? So let's break that down real quick. Because argument fallacies happen all the time, but if you didn't know, you would just think it was normal conversation, but it's not. It's illogical. What this means is that people use illogic to support their beliefs and discount the beliefs or facts presented by others. This is a problem because it's commonplace, it's a common practice, and it renders open-minded dialogue impossible. For example, have you ever had a conversation with somebody that went something like this? Dude, smoking crack is bad for you. Maybe you should quit doing it. And their response is, you didn't even graduate high school. Why should I listen to you? See, that's an example of an argument fallacy. One type, and there's many types. But this fallacy is called attacks against the man, where a person's character is attacked rather than considering their point. Had a conversation about this today. A politician had a point. I thought it was a good point. I posted it on social media, and the first responses were to attack this politician's character. This person didn't even know the three branches of government. She called one something else, so therefore she's dumb. I'm like, I don't know what she is, but I think she made a good point. You want to talk about the point? No. Also, my response to that was that well, I guess, you know, it's a shame that dumb people aren't qualified to rule the nation. Let's just let the smart people keep doing it, because they're doing such a great job of screwing us all over, right? Anyway, when all these factors come into play, you have the perfect storm of insanity, whereby you not only have the few rich at work conquering the poor masses, but you also have the poor masses working hard to defend the rich and conquer themselves, basically. This might sound like the script to a really bad movie, but unfortunately, this would be a movie that you can't simply turn off. I'm opinionated, and I hope that you don't agree with some of the things that I say. I would love to engage you in the comments section below. This is what I'm here for. I'm just stirring the pot. I'm not a smart person. I'm just a person with the brain, and I'm trying to use it. So this is what I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. Agree with me if you like it. But whatever you do, let's engage in some dialogue. Maybe we can find our way to some higher ground and some better understandings. Peace.